Alex, obviously a disappointing afternoon. How would you sum it up?
Yeah, exactly that. I think disappointing. I think first half it was a scrappy game, really. And they get a free kick, which probably led right after our best part of the game, really. You know, I thought we'd probably a 5-10 minute spell where we put 4 or 5 good crosses into the box, looked threatening. Didn't think at that point, I don't think they had a shot at our goal until that stage. And then it's a free kick that they get, whether it's a free kick, I'm not much quite sure. But I think Maxi gambles to go over the side of the wall, and the lad Wagon puts it in the far corner. So, and I think for that point, it's really disappointing going into half time and 1-0 down, because I don't think it was anything in the match, as I say. I thought it was really scrappy until that point. And then, second half, we come out and we lose one cross comes into the box, we lose a bad header at the back post, and it ends up 2-0. And at that point, you're chasing the game. And then, to be honest, we can kid ourselves on after that we played well, but we didn't. We kept the ball because they allowed us to keep the ball, but didn't really have too much in the way of chances afterwards. And the fact is, listen, I'll take full responsibility. I picked the team. My biggest disappointment really is the Preston fans that travelled down so far to watch that, because it certainly wasn't good enough.
Goals either side of half-time must have been an absolute killer for you.
Yeah, it was, especially in a game where I don't think there was a great deal of quality for either side. And there was nothing in it, really. I mean, I think if anybody take the lead, your policies, they've been a bit fortunate, because there wasn't really any real clear-cut chances in the game till that point. But the fact is, we conceded the goal, and then after that, to concede 2 in quick succession so easily is just really, really disappointing for our point of view all round, really.
You went a run of 9 games unbeaten, it's now 6 without a win,
yep.
And you've lost your last 4. I mean, the contrast is quite stark there, isn't it? I mean, how difficult is that to explain?
Yeah, it's really difficult. I wouldn't say it's difficult to explain, it's more difficult to accept than anything else. I think you've seen again today we've lost Darnell Fisher, so I think that's our 10th back four of the season combination we've had to put together through injuries and suspensions, which is never going to be easy. But equally, people who are coming into the team, people who were existingly in the team at the start of the season, aren't hitting the heights that they did then, you know what I mean? And I've got to look at that. So I've probably stuck with the players throughout the majority of the game so far, but equally we've not performed well enough in the last 4 games.
Yeah, when Fisher goes down, you're thinking, oh my goodness, what have I done to deserve this?
Yeah, well, that's just every player in the back four at some stage has either been suspended or injured. It's very rare. You know, I think that's Marnick's first game of the season, Kevin's second game of the season, Andy Boyle's second game of the season, because they weren't in the team at the start of the season. But unfortunately for us, all the rest of them are injured. So we just need to get on with it. But equally, if you're a Preston fan, have travelled out and seen that, you're expecting to see better.
And of course, before kick-off, news that Sean Maguire's got a hamstring injury as well. Just bring us up to date with that.
Yeah, that one's devastating for us. He's got the same injury as Greg Cunningham, which means he's going to require surgery and he's going to be out for the best part of 3 to 4 months.
I mean, it must be so difficult for you to accept the amount of injuries that you're getting. It seems disproportionate compared to what you get normally in the season.
Yeah, and the fact is that they're not injuries where, well, apart from Darnell today, none of them are soft tissue injuries, which means that it's not as if they've been overtrained or they're doing too much or their load's not been looked at. I mean, we've monitored their loads all throughout the season. It's contact injuries, it's requiring surgery. It's injuries that you can't do anything about, like appendix having to get removed. So there's not much we can do about it, but the last thing we need to do is sit here and feel sorry for ourselves, because nobody really cares in football. I mean, the fact is you're required to win and we need to win games.
Is the international break coming at a good time for you?
Yeah, I think certainly if you look at the last, if I'm being honest, I mean, the Fulham game, I thought we were excellent. We deserved to win. We didn't win. Wolves, I thought we applied ourselves really, really well. Brentford, didn't think there was much in the game. They managed to win 3-2. But the last 2 performances, Villa and today, have been really disappointing, frustrating, and something we certainly need to improve on.